When DNR produced the 2005 Bristol Bay Area Plan, which was the first major update since 1984, the tribal councils of Nondalton, Koliganik, Noustiahok, Ekwok, Chogyung, and Leavelock, as well as the Alaska Independent Fishermen's Marketing Association, filed suit against the plan. The plaintiffs called the 2005 revisions unlawful and essentially alleged in their lawsuit that the state had discarded the 1984 plan's protections for fish and wildlife habitat and more or less opened the door to mining on nearly all of the 12 million acres of state-managed lands in Bristol Bay. The plaintiffs agreed to drop the lawsuit if DNR would address the plaintiffs' 9 main concerns, treating them as petitions to reclassify lands. This agreement happened in 2012, and DNR has been working ever since towards some updates and changes. The resulting proposed amendments were the topic of a series of public meetings and much discussion this past spring. DNR collected hundreds of public comments, then set to finalizing the amendments, which were signed off on Thursday. Marty Parsons is DNR's Deputy Director for Mining, Land, and Water.
After a long process, we had 120 days of public process where we got just short of 500 public comments and had 9 public meetings in the Bristol Bay area where we went through a plan amendment and reclassification for the Bristol Bay Area Plan. The revision was done in 2005. This is the culmination of all of that work from the Department of Natural Resources, cooperating with the folks in the Bristol Bay area, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and some of the tribal representatives that we worked through as part of this process.
The Bristol Bay Area Plan is a complex and technical document, even to the experts who work on it, as well as the lawyers who filed the suit against it. The major point of contention has been how land is classified for management. The plaintiffs and many Bristol Bay residents who spoke out this spring believe that much more of the state's lands under the plan deserve to be designated as habitat for wildlife. Parsons says that the department found millions of acres for which it agrees that should be the case, and the amendments reflect what he says are some significant changes.
Almost 2.6 million acres has been added to the classification or co-classification of wildlife habitat, so that brings that up to 5.5 million acres within the entire Bristol Bay Area Plan region. We've also co-classified from 2.3 to 3.5 million acres in public recreation.
Parsons says the department reviewed another of the major concerns raised since 2005, which is that there are too many state-held acres in Bristol Bay set aside for mining.
We actually reduced some of the areas that we had originally classified as mineral lands based on new information that we received from DGGS, which is the division that handles the geophysical information for the state. So we tried to bring as much new information to the plan and bring the information current based on our scientific information, plus the concerns and information that was brought to us by the public.
Make no mistake, the Bristol Bay Area Plan has become a strategic part of the battle over the proposed Pebble Mine. Those who filed the lawsuit, and many who signed on to the Citizens Alternative Plan earlier this year, did so in a move to make mining in the watersheds of the Nooshiegak and Quijack Rivers more difficult. But as Parsons reminds, land classifications do not expressly allow nor deny the opportunity for mining.
The thing that's important to remember is that an area plan does not specifically say that this land will be used for this one purpose and this land will be used for a different single purpose. State-owned land is multiple-use land. And so we look at an area and determine that this has certain characteristics and therefore it's classified in a certain way. But a classification does not preclude some other type of activity. The Pogo mine over by Delta is a good example. That is a mine that was developed on land that was classified as habitat. So it doesn't preclude any mining activity on habitat land. It means that the habitat and what happens and how you remediate and how you use the land has to be taken into consideration as part of the permitting process.
DNR says that some of the plaintiffs' petitions were denied, including that the near entirety of the Bristol Bay region be classified or co-classified as wildlife habitat. Parsons also said that classifying lands for subsistence use would require a regulation change beyond the purview of the department, so that issue was not addressed. All in all, he says he thinks the changes are appropriate, and he's proud of the work done to get to this point.
I am. Our group of folks in the resource assessment and development section, calling them RADS, has done a real good job with the outreach. They've worked with the governor's office. They met not only in the public meetings that were held throughout the region, but also had several subsequent meetings with some of the tribal leaders to gain additional information. So I think we've done a real thorough job and of outreaching to the public, outreaching to the communities in the area, and trying to bring in their perspectives and their concerns, and balance those out with the best interest of the entire state of Alaska.
How the plaintiffs and those who led the charge for the Citizens Alternative Plan read the finalized amendments remains to be seen. We reached out to several of them Thursday for comment. They each asked for a day or more to read through the changes before weighing in. As with all determinations the state considers finalized, there is still a period built in for appeal that lasts for the next 20 days. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.